your Bibles to Psalm 89. Psalm 89. This will be the 11th message in this series. And this possibly, because of the sake of time, will make turn into two messages out of this one. And again, this is message number 11, and what people who want to be blessed know. What do they know? You know, and we've recapped it many, many times, different points we've had, the different parts of the message. For the sake of time, I will not recap them all. Okay, if you want to know what they are, you can go listen to them again. Okay, but Psalm 89, starting at verse 15. This whole series of messages are taken out of these few verses. And in Psalm 89 and verse 15, it says, blessed is the people that know the, what was the first message? The joyful sound, they shall walk. Message is on how they walk and where they walk. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. And tonight, they who know who and what to rejoice in will be blessed. They who know who and what to rejoice in verse 16 it says, in thy name they shall rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. And it almost went in a lot of different ways, because you can, I've got a message just on the different names of God in the Bible. You know, and you have Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. You have Jehovah Jireh. You have all these different names for him. El Shaddai, all the different names given in the Old Testament, you know, and we're giving the titles, but basically every one of those names comes under the Lord. Okay, it comes under God, and I want you to know the word rejoice, and this is what I'm doing tonight. We're just going to look at a ton of verses. You ready? I was going to have people read them, but I don't have the time to do that. I'm going to read them, okay? But your fingers are going to get cramps, because I don't need to spend a lot of time dwelling on it, because I want you to know rejoicing is something God wants his children to do. The word rejoice in all its forms, rejoice, rejoiced, rejoiceth, and rejoicing, it appears 284 times in your King James Bible. How do I know? Because I counted it twice. Okay? It appears 67 times in the book of Psalms alone. I tell people when they're going through it, you want wisdom, you want knowledge for practical things in life, read the book of Proverbs. You want the sweetness of God and you want peace to come into your life, start reading the Psalms, okay? And so tonight we're going to look at a bunch of them, and we're going to start right out towards the beginning of the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 5 and verse 11. You want to be blessed? You got to know something, right? Psalms 5 in verse 11. But let all those that put their what? Trust in thee rejoice. They know where to put their trust. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. You put your trust in him because he is going to protect you. We're going to see that over and over again. Go to Psalms 9. Psalms 9, and it says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad in what? Rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing what? Finish the verse. That's it. See, because you know, you're going to sing, you're going to be glad and rejoice in Him. We should have joy in our hearts because of Him. Not what the world has, but what we have in Him. Look at Psalm 13 and verse 5. If you're down, just look at the things God tells you to rejoice about. You know what most of the problems you deal with are attitude problems? Okay? Psalm 13, verse 5. But I have trusted in what? His mercy when other people are not. Amen? I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. No salvation without the mercy of God, people. Psalm 16. It told you, shotgun. You ready? Psalm 16, verse 9. Therefore my heart is glad in my glory. What? My flesh also shall rest in hope. Why? For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures evermore. You know what I'm going to rejoice in? I'm going to rejoice and rest in hope because I'm not going to face hell. And I am going to be in His presence. He didn't allow my Savior to see corruption. On the third day, He rose again, according to the Scriptures. Amen? Go to Psalm 28. And I want you to know, if we went to every place, I've already preached 10 messages on what you need to know to want to be blessed. I could preach 20 messages out of the word rejoice. All right? So if you're long in the face and you're long in your lips and your chin is down and life is tough, rejoice in Him. Rejoice in Him. Not a lot. I'm going to rejoice in this world. Someone asked me today, "You hurt much?" And I said, "No, I don't hurt much. I hurt a lot." Okay? The pastors yesterday looked at me and he turned around and I got introduced. He says, "This is Pastor Legault. He's the bionic man. He's a pastor emeritus, associate pastor from EBBC. I don't know anybody who's ever had the number of surgeries he had." And I got up front and I says, "Yeah, but I can still climb in a tree and a bunch of you can't." Okay. Psalm 28. In verse 7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am what? Helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise Him." You know something goes along with rejoicing? It changes your heart attitude. You know what you're going to start doing? You're going to be twinkle-toed like Andrew Kyle. "In my heart there sings a melody," right? When you start dwelling on God and what He does and the rejoicing you can do in Him, you don't have to look at your present troubles in the same way. They are temporal. That means they're temporary. The relationship and the presence with God is eternal. Go to Psalm 31. Are you getting a theme with this at all? Psalm 31, verse 7. This is not a message. You know, sometimes Pastor Kenny preaches and sometimes I preach and you go, "Well, this is a heavy one." You know, and it's kind of hard, you know, and it's a hard message. Not when you dwell on God and rejoicing in your relationship with Him. Psalm 31, verse 7. "I will be glad and rejoice in what? Thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble, and thou hast known my soul in adversities, and thou hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. For in my Father's house are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am ye may be also. Okay, Psalm 32:11. These are Psalms of David. Yesterday we had six preachers had to preach out of the 23rd Psalm at the pastor's conference. Okay? Each one got a verse or part of a verse. I got, and yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comforteth me. Amen? So I said, Psalm 32:11. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are what? See, just dwell on Him. Dwell on Him. I talked about being in the valley. The one thing about being in the valley, the deeper the valley, the darker the shadows. The harder it is to see. And so if you want to be able to have any light, you got to look up. Amen? You got to look up. That's the key to the Christian walk. Set your affections on things above and not things here on this earth. Psalm 33:1, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Okay, you're going to rejoice in the Lord, and it's attractive. I need to smile and praise Him a lot. Do you get that joke there, people? It's comely, it's attractive. Judy says, smile. Be nice, James Bryant. Be nice. When you get the long face or you get an intense look, you look mean. I am not mean. Look at 33:21. For our heart shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His what? Holy name. Now, I'm going to skip because of that. I want you to understand something. I'm skipping some verses, coming back to them. Go to Psalm 105. Psalm 105, verse 3. Glory in His holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that what? He's seeking you. Are you seeking Him? Okay, see, you're rejoicing in His name. Go to Psalm 97:12. The reason that's after the other one is because I decided to add it afterwards. Psalm 97 and verse 12. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the what? The remembrance of His holiness. Be ye holy, for I am holy. If you're saved, you're going to have an opportunity to be in a place that has never, ever had sin present. Do you look forward to that? I can't go there by myself, or there'd be the presence of sin. But therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a... Old things are passed away. Behold, all things, present tense, are become imperative, ongoing, are become new. Isn't that a blessing? If you don't like that, I'm nuts with you. Okay? Psalm 35. Psalm 35. Look at verse 9. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and it shall rejoice in what? His salvation. He's the only one who provides it. We don't have a dead Savior. We don't have a religious leader. We don't have a false God. We have the God of the universe, the great I Am. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. We have His salvation. Go to Psalm 40. You doing okay with this? Okay? Sometimes you just need to look at verses together and realize what God's trying to tell you. Psalm 40, verse 16. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, what? The Lord be magnified. You seek him, you rejoice in his salvation. Now, this is not as nice a one, but you need to know it's very important in every Christian's life. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God. David, a man after God's own heart. One man had a message. They talk about that. Do you know that David's name appears more in the Bible than Jesus Christ's name? He's one of the 21 types of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. Okay. His name is used more. You know why we get saved? You know what goes on with that? The sure mercies of David. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. See, you got to be honest that you're a sinner. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. 4 R's of repentance, recognition, godly remorse is number 2. Restoration when possible. Sometimes you can't restore because they're gone. And endeavoring not to repeat. Okay? That's what real repentance is. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. I acknowledge my transgression. My sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned. All sin against God. And done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop. You ought to study hyssop sometime. Amen? Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the joy and gladness that the bones which thou hast broken may what? Hide not thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. And we have a promise that David didn't have. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. We have the permanent indwelling if you're saved. Restore unto me the what? The joy of thy salvation, uphold me with thy free spirit. See, I love this. You know that it says there that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Isn't it amazing when you find rejoicing, next thing you know, you find singing? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Right? Some of the songs of Zion, some of the songs of slavery are sad songs. But when you look at the deliverance, the rejoicing comes. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. See, he talked about his bones being broken, but a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. This is the confession psalm of David after Nathan the prophet came to him and showed him his sin with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion and build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and the whole burnt offerings, and they shall offer bullocks upon thy altar. Bones shall rejoice. When you get it right with God, it can lift the burden. Lift the burden. Psalm 63. We're just going to do the Psalms tonight. We won't do the other verses we'll look at. We'll do them next week. Amen? Psalm 63. Verse 1 says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. I think, I'm not positive, but I think David's given credit for about 72, 74 of the Psalms. God used him to pen, a man after God's own heart. You with me? Psalm 63, look at verse 7. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of I will rejoice. Under his wings, safely abiding. Safely abiding. Dwell on that. God is your help. He's your covering. He's your protection. He's your strength. He's your shield. He's your high tower, and all who run into him are safe. Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desired my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Every time I read that passage, aha, aha. You know what that is sometimes? That's those words. That's like in a church, you know what that is? We need to pray for brother so-and-so. He's got a problem. We need to pray for sister so-and-so. We need to pray for this. We need to pray for that. When you're going, what? Aha. Aha. Let those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help. In my deliverer, O Lord, make no tarrying. Make no tarrying. Psalm 90. Verse 14. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. See a recurring thing there too? How many times have we read something on God's mercy? By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. If you show mercy, you know what you're going to receive? Mercy. Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verse 22. It's a reference to my Savior. Amen? It's a reference to your Savior. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing and is marvelous in our eyes. You know what that is? At the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is what? Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We'll rejoice and be what? This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. And all God's people said, good night and God bless.